On the show today, we have CU Strategy's very own Celeste Cook talking about how to manage the ripple effect of the coronavirus pandemic on credit unions and their members. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have CU Strategy's very own Celeste Cook. Celeste, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking, all things considered.
The pandemic has just got us all,
upside down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to re-emerge out of this the best we can. So very slowly and cautiously and carefully, and hopefully things will get back to somewhat of a new normal. What that is, we still don't know yet.
Right. I think it would be fun just to help create the new normal.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Creating the new normal. That's taking advantage. That's taking a proactive approach. I like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I think this is an opportunity for credit unions to forge their future, to make it really more vibrant, stronger, and more united. I think it's an opportunity for credit unions to really show who we are and to shine.
Yep. That's probably been a theme of a lot of our interviews that we've been doing the last several weeks, is that opportunity word keeps percolating to the surface. So I think that's a really positive outlook on what's going on. And I totally agree with you. This is a great time for credit unions to certainly shine and do what they do best and to come out more stronger than ever. So yeah.
Absolutely. Indeed. I agree, Chuck.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. Hey, what we wanted to talk about today, or what you wanted to talk about today, was how to manage the ripple effect of the coronavirus pandemic on credit unions and our members. So kind of lay the foundation here, Celeste. What's the foundation that we need to jump off of from on this topic?
Well, let's just start, Mike, by saying that, as credit unions, because of all of the challenges we face, we as leaders have kind of gotten down in the trenches in the operational component. How do we run these loans through? How do we get the PPP loans through? How do we manage our member experience? How do we staff accordingly? How do we minimize the anxiety, the fear? How do we still provide the services our members need? And I'm sure as great leaders, we feel like we are just trying to get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
and it's so true. And, I'm sure everyone can relate to that. I think as leaders, though, we have to be careful that we get caught up in the trenches and that we're just trying to put fires out and manage the transaction today and kind of elevate. And it takes effort. It takes intentional effort for us to lift our heads up and go, whoa, let's come out of the trenches and let's look towards the future.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like? Because if we're not careful, we're going to get through 2020. And according to CUNA Mutual forecasters, the economic forecasters, they're predicting loan growth to be at 2%. With that being said, I mean, we had negative loan growth of 1.2% in 2010 as an industry.
Yeah.
And with those numbers, it can be somewhat devastating for a lot of credit unions if they experience negative loan growth or negative ROA.
Right.
And the key is to say, what can we do proactively today to move forward to ensure that we are strong and, full of vitality, and that we strengthen our brand, not weaken it, mm-hmm. through this process, and trying to keep it simple and strategic. There are a couple of things we need to keep in mind as we move towards the future. Even though we're processing and helping our members today, and credit unions are doing an outstanding job, I mean, we're getting a lot of publicity on how we are helping our members in the community. But I think in the long run, if we can be a little more proactive in our strategies today, for example, establishing outbound calling programs where we're reaching out to all members. It doesn't matter where you are on the mm-hmm. scale of financial strength. I think just reaching out to our members, not through just an email or a branding message, but literally picking up the phone and calling our members, each one of them, and showing them how much we care. I think this is a time when people really, because emotions are running high, I think that if we can really find a way to reach our members and let them know that we are here for you in a one-on-one conversation and say, hey, what can we do for you today?
Mm-hmm.
And our focus should be to protect their credit score, and their home and cars to make sure they're never taken away from them.
Right.
And that's a philosophy that I think we've all lived by. It's just how well do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And how well do we communicate? I think when your emotions are running high, you have to have a lot of empathy and compassion and understanding. And the question is we need to ask ourselves, how well are we communicating that compassion and that empathy?
Mm-hmm.
Are we just going through the transaction mode? I know several people personally who had to go through the PPP program and who had to make adjustments, and the credit unions came through with flying colors.
Yep.
The question was, they were so knee-deep, they just went through the process. There wasn't a lot of conversation with regard to, wow, we really feel your pain. And so I read a good article in the Harvard Business Review that said, how do you handle a crisis? I mean, other than just managing the crisis, how do you truly make a difference for other people?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've got to really make people feel cared about. You've got to have a sense of urgency. And
mm-hmm.
that's for not just your members, but your employees. And when we think about our members, we also have to think about our employees, because they also suffer from financial challenges as a result of this.
Yep.
It may not be the credit union employee, but it can be their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times credit union employees are reluctant to come forward to say, hey, I'm struggling too. And then you've got members that have never had struggling situations like this, and they don't come forward at all until the bottom falls.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think being proactive on the front end, reaching out, saying, hey, just checking in, want to make sure you're doing okay. You know, talk to us a little bit. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And sharing that branding message of our number one goal is to, you know, partner with you through this journey. And, you know, our number one goal is to protect your credit so you can always come back to us and do business with us. Our goal is to protect your credit score. Because, you know, if we can protect their credit score, their future loans, they're going to pay less for future loans.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't protect their credit score or show them or help them find ways to protect their credit score, you know, if you drop your score to 600 versus 700, you can end up paying about $100 to $200 more a month on a $25,000 auto loan.
Yep.
So even though we may say, hey, we're helping our people, you know, our members, but if their scores tend to drop due to late payments, then that next purchase that they make on a vehicle or a home could impact their monthly payment, you know, exponentially.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I think by not just focusing on their immediate needs today, but partnering with them to protect their credit and credit score in their home and cars, so that in the future when they do go to make another purchase on a car or a home, we position them so that they make the lowest payment possible.
Mm-hmm,
of course,
mm-hmm.
the lowest payment, lowest interest rate. So there's a lot of loyalty that you can build. It's through the things that we do and the things that we say and how we empathize and how they feel through that experience
mm-hmm.
versus going through the process, the transaction, getting it done and saying, okay, next. And I totally get the credit union world right now. We're, you know, up to our necks. And it's like, how do we even stay afloat? But I think the credit unions that will breathe, pause and say, okay, let's be proactive and not just reactive here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They are the ones that will really grow, you know, substantially. Our numbers indicate that ROA is going to be probably the lowest it's been since, you know, the 2008 Great Recession. So we've got to ask ourselves, you know, credit unions are impacted, you know, through loan growth, membership growth, their profitability is going down. There's not a lot of revenue. Consumers are not spending money. So the question is, what do we do to capitalize on that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the outbound calling program, everyone out there is probably eager to lower their payments. And so making those outbound calls and making it easy for them to do business with us is crucial.
So is the theme here we take care of the members now and then they'll take care of the credit union later. That's kind of what I'm hearing. It's like, we take care of their needs right now, and we have this message of empathy, and every member has a different story, and we take care of them, like you said, take care of their credit score, take care of their loans, all that type of stuff. And then down the road, you know, that loyalty is enhanced even more so in this, during this time. And then down the road, hey, you know what? I'm going to continue to do business with you. You know, here's another auto loan or a mortgage loan or something like that.
Well,
is that kind of the theme here?
Yeah, it's you know, when you go through something as devastating as this for a lot of members, it's people don't remember what you do or what you say, but they do remember how you make them feel.
Yep.
And if they truly feel cared about through that experience, feeling never goes away.
Yeah.
And I think that's a missing component with a lot of companies, not just credit unions, but a lot of financial institutes that we're just trying to get through the motion of it.
Right.
That
right.
We don't take the time to solidify that relationship through that caring experience. And if we can go the extra mile and say, hey, not only are we going to help your needs today and try to, you know, get you in a position to help you today, but whatever we do will also help you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to set you up for success in the future, not just today.
Right.
And if you can communicate that message succinctly and in a truly emotionally caring way, genuine, you know, way, I think the member feels that. And
I think
in the long run, it stays with them forever. And I had an experience last week, Mike, that was very similar. And it was the experience with the individual that said to me, I said, I always want to do business with that one person. And it's because of what I felt during that experience. Because, you know, most people provide you good service.
Sure.
But it's what you feel through that experience that says, man, I know this is who I want to do business with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would refer everyone to them. And so I think the focus is don't just take care of your, you know, the message is don't just take care of your members' immediate needs today, but show them how much you care by setting them up for success in the future.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Wow. And so how can credit unions and their members, how can they mitigate the further damage that's already been occurred right now? Because, I mean, obviously, like you said, this is devastating for everybody. Nobody's, pardon the pun, nobody's immune to this. So how can they mitigate further damage right now as we slowly but surely reopen everything right now?
Wow, Mike, that's such a great question, because it goes back to the proactive strategy of saying, what are we going to do differently today to make sure that we're not just, you know, focusing on an immediate solution versus future relationship of the member.
Right.
One of the things, which I think credit unions are doing an excellent job with, is preventing loan losses right now. The reason why it's important to prevent a loan loss is because once we experience a loan loss with someone, generally credit unions can't help that person in the future. So the mantra behind that is if you take a loss with a member today, you don't get future loans from that member in the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think we are doing a good job of deferring payments and, you know, managing forbearances and things like that to prevent those loan losses. But then you've got so many that fall through the crack that, you know, we've got to go beyond just our members. We've got to think about the businesses in the community and what they're struggling with. And then our business partners from a business development standpoint, the big companies that have had to do massive layoffs of employees, you know, it's a great opportunity right now for credit unions to go out there and re-solidify their relationships to say, hey, we're here for you and your employees.
Yeah.
So offering them financial counseling, partnering with them, educating them on what they can do to get back on track, get their scores back over 700. I think that's a strategy that, you know, I think leaders in credit unions have to go back and reevaluate their strategic planning, and they have to look at their objectives and say, okay, what are we going to do to move forward here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think proactive outbound calling can you know, help credit unions and prevent a potential loan loss in the future, mm-hmm. because we're being proactive on the front end versus being reactive when a member doesn't know what to do. But it's also building the future with businesses and, you know, what I call preferred partners, which a lot of credit unions refer to as SEGs, is what do I do to help you today? And I think that's what they're looking for, is a resource partner, a support team to help them get through this. And how do we make their employees feel better about their circumstances?
Yeah.
Anything that we can do to alleviate the anxiety and the fear factor, I think that is going to be the priceless component that builds the brand of a credit mm-hmm. union and says, hey, they were here for us through this.
Yeah, that loyalty factor. Oh, my gosh.
But that's the ripple effect, is just long-term domino effect. You know, how you treat me today, listen, you can meet my needs today. You can meet my needs because I expect you to. But long-term, if you really connect with me emotionally, and, you know, the big topic today is emotional intelligence and connecting with people. And I go back to that quote that I said at the beginning of our interview, people don't always remember what you say or what you do, but they will always remember how you make them feel.
Right.
And I think ultimately making members, people feel cared about through what we do and how we do it, and telling our stories through our members and through businesses and connecting with the big, you know, employers out there and saying, hey, we're here for you. And we'll help your employees get through this. We'll partner with you. We'll bring teams out. Business development is a huge growth factor for credit unions. And if you get the right person on board and they connect and build the right relationships, and now's the perfect time to connect with these businesses and say, hey, we're here for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the significance of the timing of this. I mean, you're talking about all these strategies and these practices to really make members feel like you're on their side, and we are on their side. The credit unions are on their side for sure. But the significance of it, though, obviously, is it to enhance the loyalty factor, the trust factor, all that type of stuff? What's the significance here, Celeste?
Well, I think when you connect with people through that emotional component of saying, listen, we feel your pain. We understand what you're going through. And then displaying a sense of urgency about it and humanizing that, making the member experience really feel like they are, in your mind, they're the only person that you are focused on at that moment in time.
Yep.
And I think that does build. I think from a branding perspective, you know, we can really strengthen our brand through the emotional component. And I think that's probably the missing piece. Even though credit unions will say, listen, our members love us and we love them, and it's so true, I think you can enhance that tenfold because you want people saying, let me tell you how I felt through that experience.
Yeah.
And if we could build on that component alone and take it beyond our membership to, you know, the businesses in the community and reaching out to their employees and connecting with them and saying, hey, this is what we can do for you. We'll educate you. We'll help you, you know, get back on track. We'll show you what you can do to improve your credit score. Businesses will support you. We'll support your employees. And you just tell us how you want us to help you. And then they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. No
but
doubt.
You come out with that story and you do it now. And, you know, and the majority of the credit unions I speak with, Mike, the first thing they say is, you know, what's less, we're knee-deep. We can't even see beyond today. And I totally get it. I do. I understand. It's just as the leaders in that, you know, credit union, you've got to elevate, rise above the trenches and go, okay, what can I do today to build the future? And if we can do that and take some of these tips, and, you know, the whole purpose of this is just to plant seeds. And if anyone out there is just interested and says, hey, I want to know more about what you're talking about. I want to know exactly what you mean by this. How do we do this? How do we structure it? What's the method to the madness? You know, what's the process? You know, how do we do this and make it easy so we don't feel like we're drowning? They're more than welcome to reach out to me.
Okay.
Several of my clients are experiencing better loan growth than they expected.
Oh,
during
wow. That's encouraging.
Yes. And so they have implemented the outbound calling programs, and it's been effective for them. So I'd be more than willing to talk to anyone and help anyone through this process.
Sounds good. And before I let you go, Celeste, before I let you go, I want to wrap this up in a nice bow. I want to do a quick little, can you list the three things? Because I think the top one that you're talking about is outbound calling. So what are other two practices that credit unions can do to really kind of enhance that loyalty factor, that trust factor with members when they come out of this whole, mess, whenever that will be, that again, like you say, they'll be set up for a nice future. So what are a couple of other things real quick?
Well, the outbound calling program is with your existing members. So basically you're reaching out saying, hey, what can we do? So that's one component.
Okay.
The second component would be business development and going out to businesses. And there's two components to business development. One is going to small business owners who have business loans possibly with you, or you're going out there to see if you can help them through this journey. Mm-hmm. The other is big employers who have, 50 to 100 employees. They may be struggling, having layoffs, and connecting with them to say, hey, what can we do to support you?
Yeah.
And going in there and helping their employees financially, educating them on what they can do to protect their credit, their credit score, what they can do, how we can play a role in supporting them, whatever that may be. And so I think it's, and then from an employee standpoint, is really focusing on your employees and making sure that they are engaging with, the members, and they're not just going through the transaction, that they're expressing the empathy. And through the expression of empathy, compassion, understanding, is asking the right questions so it can lead to an opportunity to either resolve a challenge they're facing or build a future loan opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's the three components.
Okay.
It's kind of like a three-legged stool, that if you've got those three balanced, then your stool pretty much will, produce and move forward.
You're set pretty good, for sure. And then I think the other thing here is that word of mouth will spread too. If you're taking care of your members right now and setting them up for a nice future, they're going to talk to their family and friends and neighbors and all that type of coworkers and stuff. Like, how did you end up so well? Well, my credit union stuck with me and through this whole thing. So there's that word of mouth thing too, that we all want so badly.
Yeah, and it's how we do it. I think we all, really, all credit unions are driven to help members. It's just how we do it. And if those individuals and businesses in the community really feel cared about, genuinely cared about through the process, and we go above and beyond, and we're not just meeting their immediate needs, but looking to the future with them, I think that's going to be the strongest marketing and branding concept you can use as you move forward to grow.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Well, that's a great message to end on, Celeste. Thank you so much. This is such good information. So thank you. I appreciate it. I think credit unions all over are going to use it for sure. Because we want to set people up for success in the, not only right now, but well into the future. So this is a great theme for sure. So I appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your program.
Oh,
you do a great job. So it's exciting to be a part of it.
Oh, you're welcome. And what's the website where we can go? Is it custrategies.com? Is that pretty much it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and get right to you so you can give them your message as well. So good stuff, Celeste.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoy your afternoon.
I'll do my best. You do.